time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
This is Filippo Voltaggio, and this indeed is Life Changes with Filippo. And today I'd like to start the show with some beautiful words that I recently read. Listen to this. My heart, once upon a time, knew castles, kings, and magic things could all be mine. And with every story told, a tale was spun of how the straw was turned into gold. So when the question needs an answer, turn the page. When you need another chance or think you've lost your way, you never know what's true until you see it through. Remember, you can always turn the page. These are beautiful words. They're actually lyrics written by our guest today, Gloria Loring. That is from a song called Turn the Page, from an album called Turn the Page, which has a lot to do with the book we're going to be talking about today, which is a page turner. It's called Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous, Reflections on Daytime Dramas and Divine Intervention by Gloria Loring. Now, you all know her as a consummate singer and entertainer. She is a recording artist of the number one hit song, Friends and Lovers. She's co-composer of the television theme song, Different Strokes. Who doesn't remember that? And The Facts of Life. She was an audience favorite for many years on the daytime television soap, Days of Our Lives, and a spokesperson for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. She is also author of four books, including the one that we're going to talk about tonight. She's an inspirational speaker and one of the few artists to sing two nominated songs at the Academy Awards. Her energy, commitment, and joy are absolutely contagious. With nine albums to her credit, Loring has performed in concert halls all over North America, Europe, and Australia. Her performances prompted great reviews from critics, and she has shared the stage with people like George Carlin, Billy Crystal, Bill Cosby, and Al Jarreau. She's starred in musicals, movies of the week, and television specials, and has hosted television shows and live events. And we are so happy to have her on the show with us today. We're going to talk to Gloria Loring when we come back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo here on the BBS Radio Network.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and that's the voice of Mark, who I'm here with, our co-host here on Life Changes with Filippo. And, you know, Mark, I was thinking, of course, about our guest for the past couple of weeks since we talked about her being on the show, and her book arrived, and it's called Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. And it's interesting because this weekend I was singing in Rancho Mirage, and for the 2 months that this has been booked by an agent, the agent said that he was going to come with me, that he was bringing some people to see the show, that he was setting up some meetings for us throughout the weekend while I was out there, et cetera, yada, yada. And the night before the show, and we're supposed to drive out to Palm, the Rancho Mirage together, he can't go. And he apologizes, et cetera, and I thought, well, what about all the meetings, and what about all of that, and all of that's just going to have to wait. I'm sorry, Filippo, something came up, as life changes, and so it does. And so I thought, you know, but I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I haven't had time with any of my friends. If I had known, I would have invited a friend to come out there with me. I could have, you know, so many things I could have done. I could have scheduled to see people while I was out there, have meetings of my own, and I knew better than to be upset. So I just said, okay, maybe there's a reason, but I couldn't think of a reason. So I just started to get upset, but then I thought, you can't go there. So, I'm driving out to Rancho Mirage on my own, and a name comes to my head, a name that I haven't thought of in 5 years, maybe six, of somebody I used to work with. And we parted ways in a very awkward, we liked each other and we enjoyed working with each other, but something happened that wasn't my fault and wasn't his fault, and it was just not good. And that name came to my head, and something told me that he was working out in the desert. And so I made a call to this person, who called me back immediately and said, I'd love to have dinner with you. Which I didn't expect. I thought maybe, you know, nice to hear from you, or yeah, let's get together. But no, it was, I'd love to have dinner with you. So he picks me up and we go out to dinner. And the very first thing is I said that awkward thing that 5 years ago happened, that I said, do you remember this? Did you think that was me? And he said, no, I never thought it was you. How could it have been you? You were so nice to everybody, especially me, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, oh, all this time I thought. And then we were together for about, I don't know, three and a half hours, laughing and joking. And there was the most incredible healing that went on. And my heart was so lightened. And I thought, wow, if the agent had come, I wouldn't have been able to do this. And my heart wouldn't have been lightened this weekend. Coincidence?
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Famous last words.
I was thinking about that and reading the title, and what a great story to use to start this conversation, because I often think, you know, some things happen like that so often, and so often we don't really step back from them and look at what are the odds, you know, to craft all of the things that you would need to craft in order to make something like that happen. So oftentimes write it off as coincidence, and maybe not so much these days, but certainly in years past, it was so easy to say it's a coincidence.
And I wonder if that good would have happened if I would have gotten upset, because maybe if I'd gotten upset, I wouldn't have been able to think straight, or, you know, or something. So let's bring Gloria on, because I know she has answers to all of that. This book already, what I've read so far, is amazing. So you know her as a singer, an entertainer, as a soap opera host, a composer, And a spokesperson, an international speaker. She's none other than the beautiful Gloria Loring. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I love your story. You know, very often when we decide that whatever's happening, you know, maybe there's something even better might be coming, first of all, we save ourselves a whole lot of stress. And believe me, I used to be one of the worrying women of the world. If things didn't go the way I thought they should go, I thought everything was wrong and I was having a bad day. Mm. And it took me this through this journey with coincidence. It started when a little card that said expect a miracle showed up in my dressing room at Days of Our Lives just as I was trying to find someone to help me fund the Days of Our Lives celebrity cookbook. I needed money to print it. And I'd been working for almost a year and still hadn't gotten the money. And within 24 hours of that little card showing up in my dressing room in another city in the United States, because I got on a plane that day and flew somewhere else, I met the man who I had known before, who offered to help fund the cookbook. That cookbook raised $1 million. And you see, the coinciding of meaningful events for me out of all of that was that my son, who was 5, 4 and a half at the time, had gotten diabetes. And I had promised him that I would do something to help with his diabetes, to help end his shots. And funding research, of course, was the best answer. So here I was able to raise $1 million for diabetes research. And then someone along the way, as I was talking to someone like you, an interviewer, said, well, you know, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. Mm. And I stopped and I said, wait a minute, let me write that down. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous? Because I really, it was one of those sayings that just kind of flew right past my ears, but somehow grabbed out to hold on to me. And of course, later I found out it's a quote from Albert Einstein. Nice. Pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
But most of all, it stuck with me because I had long before left the church I'd been raised in because of it, a rather narrow viewpoint that certain people were right and everyone else was wrong. Mm. And therefore they were going to get all the spiritual rewards and everyone else was going to go to damnation forever or whatever the heck that was they were talking about. And I just thought, I don't want to be where people think that. And I thought that I would have to go it alone and that I would never find a place where people would talk about, you know, we're all children of the Most High, the creativity, the intelligence, the supreme blessing that created us. And yet now here I was given this viewpoint, a practical viewpoint, which I liked. It wasn't ethereal. It wasn't airy-fairy. It was watch for what coincides in your life that shows you are connected to goodness. You are connected to that which is beneficial, that you are connected to what you need to know and what you need to grow. And as I started to absorb this viewpoint and repeat it, because every time I told the story about raising $1 million, I would now button it with, and you know, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. And I felt so smart, but I didn't really understand it. And it was as the years unfolded, about 4, 5, 6 years unfolded, and I started to see the series of rather extraordinary coincidences that had come into my life that are chapters in the book, that I thought, you know what? I gotta write this down. I've gotta share this. But then of course came the period of time, well, what do I really know about coincidence except what's happened to me? So then began a 10-year study, examination, observation, spiritual practice. And spirit, you know, spiritual, some people get freaked out by the word spiritual. Spiritual just means the essential energy of the universe. It is everywhere. It is in everything. Even rocks have essential energy because it's the atoms. It's the molecules. We know that all of that energy is vibration, is resonance, and it is here for us. So here I had this perspective now, but I had to delve deeply into it and really get to the point where I didn't just believe it, but I knew it to be true, that I could watch for it and see it every day unfolding in my life. And so when things turned up, I could say, ah, there it is again. And now sometimes, Filippo, as you saw with this story, sometimes coincidence takes something away. Sometimes we're swept clean. Sometimes we're swept clean of everyone. Everything. I just met with someone today, a family relative who's going through recovery from alcoholism. And he said, you know something? He said, my sister passed 6 months ago. And during the time that she was in her final months, at one point he came to visit her in the hospital. And she was very, very sick and could hardly speak. But he was telling her that he was really struggling. And she said, you know, maybe you just need to move away from there and start all over again. And then when I saw him at my sister's memorial, he was telling me how he thought he was ready to make a change and really go into recovery this time. And I said to him, you know what? Just leave everything behind. Let go of everything. And he said it suddenly got to him as he's been in recovery that he had to completely renovate his inner perception of his life, of what he was supposed to do. He's been swept clean of all the old ideas. And you see the coinciding of meaningful events. Both my sister and I told him at two very connected but separate times.
You were both working for God so he could be anonymous. Or
we were both working from a blessing standpoint because we were saying to him, whatever's in front of you, move forward toward it. Let the past go. So sometimes we have to let go of things. So you had to let go of some of your anger and maybe, you know, your agitation comes up. Oh, it should have been this way because that's the way I planned it. And, you know,
But it couldn't have been better.
The better thing is coming up. we just never know.
Right.
Know?
Right. And you know, Gloria, I could hear people saying, well, sure, it's easy for her. I mean, she's had a hit song. She's been a star. She is a star. She was married to a celebrity, blah, 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 blah. And yet, as the more I learned about you, I'm like, my God, this lady's been through so much. So when we come back, I'd really like to touch on just some of those things just to kind of set the record straight because you've been through the coincidences that have made you who you are. So we're talking to Gloria Loring here on Life Changes with Filippo. I am Filippo here with Mark and with all of you. Looking forward to when we come back.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Indeed it is, and this is Filippo, and I'm here with Mark, and we are talking with Gloria Loring, who has done so many things and come out with a book just this month called Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous, Reflections on Daytime Dramas and Divine Intervention. If you want to check out the book, buy the book, and for that matter, CDs, DVDs, videos, all kinds of things, go to GloriaLoring.com. That's Gloria, L-O-R-I-N-G.com. Gloria, just before we took a break, we talked about how people could say, well, yes, you've lived this privileged life, but all of this stuff didn't quite come so easily, did it now?
No, actually not. I grew up with alcoholism in the family. My father was an alcoholic for my entire childhood. I didn't know it. I just knew something was wrong. It wasn't until much later in my life that I found out that there was a long denied in my memory sexualized experience with my father that had a profound effect on me. I didn't understand why I did certain things and acted in certain ways. There was sometimes rage that would come up in me. I never took it out on anyone else, but I would feel this tremendous anger or inconsolable grief. There were times I hid in a closet and just sobbed. I thought I was losing my mind sometimes. And I didn't know that when we have these experiences, and we're very young, people call it, you know, sexual child abuse or things like that. And it shatters our safety in the world. We're not safe anymore. And we are justifiably, righteously angry. We are grief-stricken because this thing in us has been shattered. And literally, I did the Dr. Drew show and I talked about this. And he said, literally, the brain sort of breaks up. It fragments a little bit.
Right.
And I
right.
actually had that experience of going back with a kind of hypnosis process and re-experiencing the event and taking back myself, bringing the parts of myself back together. You know, it's these things that happen to us. You know, we have, I would call it bone memory. You know, our body, the impressions of this life, and if you believe and understand it, previous lives, they impress themselves on us. And they may be driving us. I call them unconscious drivers because they're below our consciousness. We find ourselves doing things. We say, I knew that wasn't a good thing. Why did I do that? I knew to get in that car or to go with so and so or to go into that business arrangement with that guy. I knew I didn't trust him the first time I met him, and I still did it. But there's something that's kind of driving us that's below our radar. And coincidence can very often keep bringing certain kinds of experiences back into our lives until we start to see that we are the fulcrum. We're that thing that all these experiences have in common. A friend of mine had a whole series of what she called lousy boyfriends, and who would betray her and not show up and not respect her and sometimes be verbally abusive and this and that and the other. And at one point she finally sought some counseling, and the therapist very wisely said, "So tell me, what is it that all your lousy boyfriends have in common?" And my friend thought for a minute, and she suddenly said, "Oh, me." Yeah, she said, yeah, you're the one who's noticing them and being attracted to them. So now we have to figure out, what is it you're getting from them that you think you're supposed to have in your life? And as it turned out also, she had an alcoholic, well, two alcoholic parents who constantly were taking things out from under her and sold her horse when she was getting ready for the Junior Olympics to pay their alcohol bills at the local. I mean, you know, just.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, just the most unjustifiable betrayals. And she kept attracting people who would betray her.
Yeah.
You know, but see, the reason, the coincidence, see, this is practical. I love spiritual stuff and I love the high level teachers and the masters, but it was always for me, it was like, okay, but how does that work in my daily life? What does that mean for me? You know?
And amen.
And when I came across this, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous, and I started to research it, I found that there are two basic kinds of coincidences. One is a mirror coincidence or a reflection of some issue that is has an emotional and psychological charge for me. You see, my son's diabetes was a big emotional issue and psychological. As a mom, I was supposed to protect him, and here was this thing that I couldn't take away, and I had to give him shots every day, and he hated it, and he screamed at me, and he said, I hate you, and he didn't want them, and it was terrible. So I was determined to do something for him that could somehow exhibit that my love for him was tangible and real. And here I was able to raise $1 million. But that little card, you know, that card didn't bring that man in Houston into my life. That card notified me that there was something bigger than me at work. And
yeah, you're talking about the card that said, expect a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That little card that showed up mysteriously, by the way, it is framed on my office wall all these years, and I still have no idea who put it in my book, in my dressing room, where it came from, but that was 24 hours before I met the man who gave me the money that helped me raise $1 million. So for me now, when I look back at it, I say that little card was telling a very lonely woman who thought she was alone in the world. I was on Days of Our Lives. People would have looked at me and thought, oh, she's got everything in the world.
Right.
What you have on the outside may not get through to what you believe on the inside. And what I believed was there was a part of me, that shattered part of me, little child person, who still believed she was all alone, she was unsafe, and nobody would come to my rescue. And the good news about that was that propelled me out into the world so that I could be seen and heard, so I wouldn't be invisible. I wouldn't be shattered. I tried to become the person I wanted to believe that I could be, that I was in truth. I was. I was who I am now all that time, but I had to try so hard to prove it to myself. I was whole. I was reassembled from that shattering experience, but I didn't know it yet. And coincidence, the coinciding of meaningful events, unfolded in such a way that what I needed to know and what I needed to grow to the next level came into my life time and time again. And I think it's true for all of us.
And you were looking for them at that point, right, Gloria?
By the time, not when the first coincidence happened, and not even when the second one, when a woman in the middle of my secretive separation from my husband, Alan Thicke, I told him and no one else that I wanted to separate, that I needed time to think about our marriage. I knew the marriage was over, but I didn't have the courage to just say the D word, the divorce word. I needed time to ease toward that. And this woman I had met briefly once, who was really a stranger to me, began sending me letters of comfort, telling me that she was getting messages for me while she prayed for me, and that I was not to be afraid, that I was being put on a new path, and I would be guided. And I'm going, what? Who is this? And I would wind up sobbing in relief that someone seemed to know my heart. How could this be? How could this woman in Nebraska, that I'd met briefly once, know what was in my heart? And those letters arrived consistently every couple of months for over 2 years, the exact amount of time that it took for my divorce to become final. And once I had completed that process, the letters ceased. And the how they started to come, and the why, and the wherefore, is in the book.
That's in the book. It sure is. And I read chapter 4, right?
Yes, and it is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary, actually. And so if you want to know the rest of that story, actually the prequel to the story that Gloria just told us, and then the rest of it, you'll have to read the book. And you can find it at GloriaLoring.com, just as it sounds. And actually, when we come back, Gloria, there's so much that you want for people reading this to get out of the book, and I want to make sure that they know what it is that's in your heart for them. So when we come back, we'll be talking to Gloria Loring about more about coincidences. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. I am Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, I'm Filippo, and I'm here with Mark, and we've been talking to Gloria Loring, and we'll be talking to her some more. But, Mark, I just have to say this, that we won't get into the details, of course, but you and I are privy to something that's going on in Gloria's life that literally happened like 30 seconds before the show. But the integrity of this woman to want to be on the air with us, and we've been on every commercial, we've been checking in with her and seeing if everything's okay, and then she finally at this point needed to take a couple minutes to take care of something, and I think maybe I hear her back.
Yes, I am. And I think we've got stuff under control at the minute. Somebody.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Some support. And I think we're managing that. I'm just waiting. Actually, a dear person just arrived at my home and needs some time. So when we finish our interview, I will have that time with him. So that's really great.
We have just a couple minutes together anyway, so it's perfect timing. But I was just sharing with the audience that that talk about coincidences, there is something important going on in your life that happened 30 seconds before the show. And yet the integrity of you wanting to do the show and keeping the commitment and also juggling everything that you're juggling, I have to say my hat's off to you.
Well, you know what? You get to a point in your life where you've been a mother of children and a working woman, and you know, you get crazy phone calls just before you go on stage, and then you swoop out on stage and you're entertaining and you're vivacious, and you realize, well, also you realize you learn in acting that at any moment you can change. You know, the scene mm-hmm. can change. Somebody walks in and now you're like this. And a minute ago you were happy. And you know, it's the same thing in life. We can make choices. And we can decide what we're going to focus on and what we're going to immerse ourselves in. Feelings come. Thoughts come. There's a difference between, my darling nephew just arrived. The doggies are in the back room, sweetheart, okay? All right, so if you want to go visit with doggies and TV's on back there. My nephew came to visit me. There's something important for people to know that it took me a while to learn. There's a difference between thoughts and feelings. Feelings come up and very often just need to move through us. Grief might come up, anger, frustration, impatience, you know, all those kinds of things. But thoughts, and we may want to spend some time with those feelings and let them release, let them move through. But a thought about something, we can change that. We can reframe that. And that's part of that, you know, that choosing. I talk about choosing love instead of fear in the last chapter of my book. And that's part of this aligning ourselves with the power, presence, glory, beauty, harmony, balance, etc., that created this life. You know, the universe is always seeking balance, and so is it within our own bodies. They're always trying to self-correct. And when we choose love instead of fear, we give ourselves a better opportunity to align ourselves with the balance and harmony of the world, of the universe, of the power that created us. And so when thoughts come up, this is never going to work. You know, we can go, oh, stop that. I mean, I have written on my meditation table, all things work together for good. And I, every morning I look at that. I think whatever's going on, there's a bigger picture than I in this present moment, in this present body, can possibly understand or see. I have a bigger vision of my life now, having lived a certain number of years of it. But we never know what goodness is coming. Andrew Weil, there's a quote in my book that I just love. Andrew Weil said, "Mystics believe that there is a conspiracy in the universe on their behalf."
Hmm.
And that's what I'm a mystic in training. I believe in the mystery. I believe that we're all coming home. We're all on our way home to the perfection that created us, and that we've had this time to be sweaty and frustrated and you know, have pimples and have babies and, you know, do the things we do and have homes and lose them and have jobs and lose them and love each other and get furious with each other. And we've had all this upheaval and this agitation and this time to be who we are in this life. But we're all going home eventually. We're all going to back to the perfection that created us. So if we can just sometimes rise above the present day difficulty and have that bigger vision and say, maybe this coincidence of the person not showing up, you know, to see me sing, maybe there's something better that's happening. And maybe it's just that I'm supposed to not think my plan is the only plan in the universe.
I hate that.
I hate when that happens. Maybe it's just, Gloria, would you just have a little patience, you know? But anyway, that's what my book is about. It's certainly about my experiences, but I wanted it to be a kind of primer on how coincidence worked in my life and how you can use it for your own good and the good of those you love.
Yeah, you know, it's at once like an autobiography and a self-help, which is very clever.
Well, there you go. Somebody said, it seems like a self-help book. And I said, well, I hope it's helpful, for heaven's sakes.
Well, Gloria.
It's not about just saying, oh, look, aren't I lucky? La da 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 da. It's like, wow, I think we're all this lucky. I really do.
Mm. Well, that's beautiful. And now, from the story that I shared earlier, now you know why we weren't able to see each other this weekend, and I missed out on that. But I'm looking forward to the next time you're in town so that I will get to meet you in person finally.
Thank you so much. I so look forward to that. And you're doing such good work and giving everybody so many good ideas and spreading a lot of joy. So I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you, Gloria. And we want to thank also our dear friend, Danion Brinkley, for bringing us together.
I know.
Listening for
Danion,
sure.
I love, there's sometimes when I give speaking, you know, I give a keynote address, and depending on which subject I'm talking about, I will quote Danion. I'll say, as my friend Danion Brinkley, and I cannot say something that Danion says without sounding as much like him as possible.
Right.
I will say, you don't have to believe everything you think.
Or another one of my favorites is, what are they going to do, kill me? What's the worst that can happen? Anyway, well, now I think now we've really covered all the bases.
Gloria. I think, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. This is such a pleasure.
Thank you. And good luck with what you're going to be doing next. So much love to you.
Thank you so much.
Ciao, ciao. Okay. We've been talking to Gloria Loring. And again, you can get the book at GloriaLoring.com, just as it sounds and just as you know her name. And we'll be right back with Mark for the producer's wrap right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org, or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve.
With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back. I am Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo here on the BBS Radio Network. And, of course, we're with Mark here for our producer's wrap after a great interview and a whirlwind interview with Gloria Loring. Whoa.
I think it was kind of cool that we got to go through that with her, because I think that's something special about this show, which I know we've talked about. But, boy, there's a perfect example of being connected, being true reality, right? Where you're so used to these types of shows and content that are disconnected from what's going on. It's a production, and you have your conversation, and all this life is going on outside of it because everything has to be produced a certain way. And yet that isn't life. And so to be able to kind of flow with her and support her in that, and her being willing to go through the process with us and have such a connected and enlightening discussion, that's cool.
Yeah, and not only on the air, but of course Mark's referring to off the air, where she was telling us what she was going to do and all of that, and wow. Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's very cool.
Yeah, I think there should be a little bit more of that. I hope we have the opportunity of having more discussions that are in parallel to life events. Hopefully, not necessarily some challenging ones like that. Maybe, but life is life, and to be able to participate as we go. I mean, that's part of what we're learning, right? And boy, is she a pro!
What
she does.
Yeah, during the last commercial break, where she's like, okay, can you all talk? Because I have to go take care of this now. And it's like, yes, we were expecting that, and we weren't sure if it would come while we were on or not. But here's a lady that says things like, she talked about painful coincidences can be your friend. They tell you where the hurt is, remind you of what needs healing. She said there were two kinds of coincidences, but she never said the second one. So I want to clear that up, because one was mirror. You remember that was, how did she describe it? Like, it shows you what you're doing, kind of thing.
Right.
And the other one is guidance. A guidance coincidence offers direction that may be exactly what you've been asking for or seeking. Kind of like the guy that they were telling, maybe you should just drop everything and go for a while. That was
so probably a coincidence that she didn't mention it, so you could
right.
This last section of the interview.
You funny man. I like, she says, if it comes to your attention, it needs your attention. There's a confluence or continuity of meaningful events. There's a very good chance you are at the center of it, the cause of which they are the effect. I just lost myself. That made sense, right? No, wait, it made sense. If it comes to your attention, it needs your attention. If there's a confluence or continuity of meaningful events, there's a very good chance you are at the center of it, the cause of which they are the effect. Okay, so it's written a little Heidi. It's a little high, but we get it. I mean,
we get it.
We get it.
Mirrored the understanding right back to us.
Oh, I have to do it?
Yes.
What are you doing? You're too busy right now?
I'm allowing you to guide this, coincidentally.
Okay, so it's kind of like she was saying about those things that kept happening. Oh, the lady who kept getting into the bad relationships. Right. She was right in the middle of it because she was ready to create another one. But she stopped to talk to somebody about it, and somebody said, hey, what's the common denominator here?
Well, that's part and parcel to every aspect of our life, right? When you go through those patterns, you will eventually reach a point where you say, I don't want to go through that pattern anymore. I don't want to experience
hell
that
no.
hurt. I don't want to experience that event. I don't want to have a person like that. I mean, all those kind of things. But you have to go through that over and over until you start to step away from being the victim and start owning the process. And then once you own the process, then you realize that, what can you learn? What can you do different that will then change the outcome, change those set of circumstances so you don't repeat that pattern?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, actually, before the show, you and I were talking about musicians, right? And all the musicians that I work with, and they're always happy to work with me, and they always love what they get paid because I pay them as handsomely as I can. And we have this great working relationship with musicians that I know, musicians that I don't know. I mean, I've developed a reputation as a singer and as a professional that way. And then out of the blue comes this one guy who said these really weird things to me, who wasn't even anybody I'd worked with or was going to work with, but was somebody I reached out to see if they were available. And
Well, what you need to do now is pay attention to see if that happens over and over again.
No, it never has, and it never will. But so, it was just a coincidence. I wonder.
Clearly.
But you know what? I didn't commute. You know what? I was about to say I'm a good communicator. I communicate as effectively as I can. Obviously not very right now, but in my communication with this particular person, there was a series of events that happened, and I figured, and I was busy too and all that stuff. And so I didn't get back to him right away. So he overreacted, but there is a point there. And it's interesting because, I've learned to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, there are people in this town, producers and agents and whatever, that I've contacted, and people that I know, actually some of them are my acquaintances, and they don't get back to me right away and necessarily. And I then find out that not only things are going either bad or really good at work, but things are going at home kind of not so good or really good. They just had a baby and things like that. And so before I jump to conclusions, I might say, what's the good in this too? Like, what might be happening? What, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I do know what you mean. And this is, I think, one of the harder things to learn to do. But you know, when you can really kind of look at those events, the negative events or the events that don't feel good, and look for the magic around those, and start thinking, what were the odds of certain things happening, or how, you know, what did it take to create and set up that situation? Then you start to find the magic in there, you know, what the learning is, what the experience is, how you're different as a result of it, and you know, how you can take that difference and use it for the better going forward.
Yeah, Gloria Loring's book and her stories and the ones she shared with us are a great example of that. She like at one point she didn't give up. She said, I didn't get this far to just not do the book. I didn't write this book and spend all this time doing the research and promise my son this to not write it. And then within 24 hours after she gets that card, she gets the money to not only print the book, but then the opportunity to raise $1 million. So,
but right in there, that's a hugely important point. Don't overlook the level of commitment that she had reached, the level of certainty that she had clearly reached. And I think there is the difference. There's a lot of people there in want,
right,
that want to do something. But she reached a place of, you know, failure not being an option, a place of certainty.
Wow. Yeah.
And then look what happened on the other side of that.
And, you know, everybody that we've interviewed and so many people that I've talked to, well, probably everybody that I've talked to, they all have stories of, oh, if I didn't go down this street, I wouldn't have met him, I wouldn't have met her, and now we've been happily married ever after. Or if I didn't go to that meeting, I wouldn't have met him, and then we became business partners, and then if I didn't, and it's just, it's, and if I didn't go to that conference, I wouldn't have learned about this product, and it ended up being the backbone of my business. And over and over again. That's all I hear. Maybe because I've been focused on that, you know? And so...
Sure, but the commonality in all of those is being open to receive.
Oh, good.
They went to those events, went and met those people, stayed in an aware, you know, participatory state of mind. Whereas it, when, you know, you go into these places unwilling or closed off, and then you get exactly what you went in there with, which is, I don't want to be here. I don't feel like, what am I doing here? I'm wasting my time. And then you can talk about that the rest of the night, how you wasted your time. You didn't want to be there. And of course you got exactly the frame of mind that you walked in with.
And so you just confirmed for me what I said at the beginning, that had I been closed to, it should have been this way, damn it. And, you know, the agent should have come, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And now it's all going to suck. Then I might not have been open to seeing the potential that did end up happening.
This has been a big thing that's been resonating with me lately, which is that we don't know what we don't know.
And we don't know more than we know.
That's true too. Coincidentally. But both of those, the aspect of ownership of your thoughts and ownership of your beliefs, we get caught up in that because of the ego of having knowledge and having experience and that illusion of actually knowing things. And, you know, we really don't know a whole lot in the big scheme of things. You know, we're guessing and we're basing information and basing decisions based on the limited amount of beliefs given to us by a limited set of circumstances. If you take the universe and even just the earth into consideration, and then making decisions based on that limited belief system. And yet if you step away from all that and just allow, and I think that's what it comes down to, is the act of, you know, being in allowance of just being and of kind of being willing to participate. Then the magic happens.
I like it. The magic happens, and certainly happened tonight. And I'm grateful that we got to experience it all together here on Life Changes. I want to thank Dorothy Donahue, our producer, who is actually en route from making magic happen in Houston, Texas. And thank you, Mark. And thank you, Seth Hendricks, for being our engineer. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you and reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.